I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Did I tell you I had a football guy thought yesterday? I was on my way home from 8 and I was going to Axel's football practice. And I remembered something. Oh, and you were good, but you won't recognize this, but you'll remember certain thoughts. For some odd reason, it popped into my head. I remembered a game we played down at Hilliard Derby when I was in high school, Tone. And it was my senior year. And I remembered I was on field goal team. And every time we kicked the field goal, I remember we won the game. Every time we lined up to attempt the field goal, they would take some linebacker. And I mean, it was like he was coming from 15 yards away. And nearly took my head off every single time. And as I'm driving down 480, I realized, I went, huh. And I go, it took me 20 years and it finally dawned on me. They saw some loser that came in on field goal and they decided if they were going to blow it up, there's their chance to blow it up. They're going to go at me and they're going to make me their bitch. It took me 20 years to realize that. I go, damn, that's a pretty sobering thought when I think about it. Just wanted to point that out to everybody.
You were the crack in the armor.
But you know what? I didn't crack. That's the thing. They didn't take me over. I held my own. Because you know why?
Congratulations on all your success.
I was fresh. See, whoever was the coach who schemed that, they schemed it wrong. You needed to go after the kids playing both ways and special teams.
Worn down.
Kids who were tired, yeah, after a long wing tee drive. I came in. I was fresh. I was ready to go. Yeah, it was embarrassing. 20 years later, it's embarrassing. Back then, I was like, oh, man, they're really coming after us here. But here I am. It's like, you know what? As much as I want to be critical of my son and critical of the Browns, look at me. All right, time for a training camp report.
Training camp coverage powered by Classic Ford and Classic Chevy and Minter.
This is from Albert Breer. You know, I don't care much about Mike Silver or anything, but, you know, Albert Breer, he's good. And he'll be on Afternoon Drive today. They're definitely going to ask him about this. Albert Breer in his snippets yesterday on SI wrote, I confirmed Mike Silver's report that the Browns got trade offers for Dylan Gabriel on the Saturday morning of draft weekend, which essentially confirms the interested teams were prepared to take him in the fourth round, despite perception that he was overdrafted in the third round. Okay. How did the idea that he could go that high fly under the radar? Question mark. I've heard Gabriel crushed his meetings with teams, and many saw his floor as a result as a long-term backup. Tone, the floor is yours.
I mean, he's really short, so I don't think any teams really thought that he was going to...
They said the floor was a long-term backup.
I guess I don't... What's the controversy here?
Wait a minute. Now, I know he was the first overall pick. Kyler Murray's real short, too.
Yeah.
I mean, can we be somewhat respectful of the guy's height at some point? I'm sick and tired of talking about the guy's height all the time. He's not tall.
Kyler Murray, I think, is way more talented than Dylan Gabriel.
Yes, he
is. You see this, but that's exactly what I think other NFL teams, you know, have established, that it's really hard for Kyler Murray to make it through a full season. Once teams start throwing different looks at him, it's really hard for him. He has to find windows. The line has to be perfect. A lot has to be perfect. And Kyler Murray's got more talent than Dylan
Gabriel.
But
I think what they're saying, though,
here... So what's the ceiling for Dylan Gabriel? We're talking floors. What's the ceiling?
But I think they're saying with the floor... See, I think they're betting on the floor. That's why they're not... Like, I was surprised he was taken in the third round as much as anybody. I think we all were. But they're saying that the floor was him being a long-term backup. Like, what's Kyler Murray's floor? Him leaving to play baseball? Isn't that what his floor would be? Like, do you see, if Kyler Murray wasn't a starter in the NFL, do you see him being a long-term anything?
As far as
a quarterback?
Why couldn't he be a backup? Because
you just gave me all the reasons. He did the offense. The offense is scattershot. He needs the perfect offensive line. He needs the perfect wide receivers. Like you said, all these
so
reasons.
Are you telling
that you
me
would
like
say,
the backup quarterback needs to be less talented because they'll accept their role?
No, because the backup quarterback definitely needs to know what the hell the offense is going to do. He definitely needs to have a firm knowledge of the game.
Yeah, but I guess we're kind of having differences just about what the roles are. Fine, yeah, Dylan Gabriel, maybe he can coach someday, so that makes him a 12-year backup like Chad Henne.
I'm not defending the pick.
Yeah.
I want to point that out to
but
you.
But I think you can get those guys anywhere. I don't think you have to prioritize them ahead of talented players if your team has a bunch of holes. I don't think I'm worried about my backup quarterback for 10 years. What are the odds that that guy actually sticks and that you don't have other emergency situations, and then guys play their way out of their roles?
I feel the same way in so many ways that you do. I know that we're kind of getting after each other here for a second, but in all honesty, like I get where they're coming with the floor, but I go, why would a team like the Browns then take a guy who's just based on his floor?
Yeah.
Like when I look at them and I go, gosh, they got so many other needs that they could help themselves fill with a third round guy. Like, you didn't need another guy in the secondary. This is before MJ Emerson.
Right.
I understand that.
Right.
You didn't need another guy in the secondary. You didn't need another wide receiver.
And they've got...
You didn't need... I know they have a bad record with drafting third-round wide receivers, but hell, you might as well keep taking whacks at it. Go ahead.
And not to mention, you have your aging vets that you know are not going to be a part of the future here.
Yeah.
So those will be holes.
So my issue was... All right, and it was Saturday morning. So apparently, this is before they drafted Shedeur Sanders. But then you get him, and now I've seen Shedeur Sanders, and I consistently find myself, as I'm driving down 480, see, this is where it all comes together. I'm not just wondering about old high school football memories. I'm going, what's his role here? What exactly do you do here? What? Because I see a guy who, I'm sorry, guys, even if you're the biggest hate, if you're the biggest hater in the world, then you may have your head up your ass, fine. But even if you were skeptical and you were like, hey, the Browns are the Browns. They took another guy. I'm sure it's not going to work. Like, even if you were that way, you cannot tell me you didn't see something in there on Friday that was going, okay, maybe there's something here.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Maybe there's something here with this guy. Like, you can't tell me a little tinge of you didn't think, unless you just hate the Browns through and through, and you just hate listening to us talk about the Browns, then I can't imagine there wasn't something that gave you a tinge of, okay, what if it did work? Because I don't see franchise, like, there is a world where you could see, hey, it was supposed to be a first-round talent, he ended up in the fifth round. Don't tell me there's not a world you could see where Shedeur Sanders could be a franchise quarterback. I don't know how great the chances are. I'll admit, he was great on Friday, but we still don't know. So I don't know how great the chances are. I can't see a world where Dylan Gabriel is a franchise quarterback.
It's hard for me, too.
After I've seen Shedeur Sanders, I can't be the only one. 216-474-0092. I can't be the only one going, buddy, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited to Dylan Gabriel. I think some people have. I'm leaving the height stuff out of it. All the other crap that we take cheap shots out of it. I just go, what's he here for? What is your role here?
Yeah, Kenny,
now?
He's the one that I feel like when we talk all the time about wasting time. Are we wasting time with Joe Flacco or are we wasting time with Kenny Pickett? For me, and yes, I'll admit, other non-football stuff is seeping into this, meaning the excitement that somebody like Shedeur brings to the table, which I know is not supposed to be part of what coaches care about. I've saved the phone calls. I get it. But, you know, let's be honest. I feel like the Browns are probably not going to be a great team this year. And you have this 1 year where two picks in a first round next year, like, kind of got to get to it. I feel like the guy we're wasting the most time with is Dylan Gabriel.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way.
At least I think that Joe Flacco can get him to a certain point before handing the torch, passing the baton on to somebody like Shedeur.
In a weird way, I feel the same way about Kenny Pickett. And the only thing I would give Dylan Gabriel, it's like, well, he's a rookie and we haven't seen him yet. But what I get out of, and you may hate this. I know you hate this term, but I'm going to say it. Doesn't it feel more and more as the days go by like, hey, man, and gosh, you're going to hate me for saying this. I got to say it. Don't you feel like this is the smartest guys in the room type of pick? Because you say it's draft currency. You say quarterback's a currency. Andrew Barry says that all the time. Were you planning on taking Dylan Gabriel in the third round to someday turn him into a fourth round pick? Were you take, like, if that's his floor, like, were you taking him in the third round to maybe get another third out of him?
That never made sense.
Because you have holes that you needed that if you did your scouting, maybe you could have found the guy. Like, don't think for a second, like, we won't be looking at this roster this year. They still probably won't be that great. But if you look at this roster this year, you go, boy, we could have got this guy or that guy in the third round, and maybe that guy could have been a ball player for us and contributed to this football team. Because you can only play one quarterback. And where else am I going to put Dylan Gabriel out there on the field? So the more I saw Shedeur Sanders on Friday, it did creep into your head. There's excitement for Shedeur, but I'm going, what on earth is Dylan Gabriel doing here? What are you planning on turning him into? Because now, wait, you're going to turn him around and trade him right now for a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round pick? Well, I don't know. Everybody keeps saying terrible things about him being out there in the field. So, gosh, if you put him out there in the field during the preseason, it's only going to expose him. So that drives down the trade value. Do you want him to turn into a career backup for somebody? Okay, fine, but do you really want to spend a third round pick when you're at the bottom of your talent on a backup quarterback? Do you really want to do that? Like, there's so many things that I go, I don't want to hammer you guys for it, but I need it to make sense. And so that's why I've arrived to this conclusion. I got to tell you guys, I hope Dylan Gabriel's healthy this weekend. I hope that he's able to play. I want to see him against Philadelphia. I got to see it. It needs to make sense. The football guys who are supposed to know more about football than any of us in this room combined, it's got to make sense because I feel that you're almost chasing value too strong where you're like, hey, man, we got to see the forest for the trees. We need a football player on this team right now. If you think it's a terrible draft, then you need to explain that it's a terrible draft. But we are in the mode of needing guys that we can play in other positions and develop in other positions and can contribute to this football team. And I don't see Dylan Gabriel other than a trade piece to go out and get a fifth, sixth, seventh round pick with. Why would I take a guy in the third round to turn into a fifth, sixth, or seventh round pick?
I would never accuse you of, you know, wishing ill on anybody that the Browns drafted. But it's just a tinge of this, opinion because you kind of have the feeling that he might get exposed and we can kind of eliminate him from the process?
Well, no, but I don't. Because then I'm just going to be more mad that you wasted
that
a third-round choice when I need all the talent I can get. I cannot be the only one living in this world. Like, Shedeur, for as well as he did, I think like the Jonathan Peterlins of the world, the guys who really, really, really love him, they're champions posing on Friday. And it's fun to see a good quarterback. But then it makes me wonder even more, what are you doing here? What is the other one doing here? And he's just stuck in a bad spot where it's like, man, how many other teams could have drafted this guy and he would have been in a better position? Because all I hear are negative things about him coming out of camp. Has anybody heard anything really that great? I think Lance Reisland has tried to say something pretty good about him here and there. So that's one. But even I think he has kind of tempered some of the conversation that he's had around Dylan Gabriel. So I'm really hoping he's going to be healthy and that he can play, because I don't want him to go out there and just fail and so it proves a point. I want to see what they were thinking in the guy. Because everything tells me, everybody tells us in camp how not good he is and how not ready he is, to the point of some are saying he's just not an NFL quarterback. Oh, you took him in the third round. And he may be a great football coach someday. Well, I don't draft football coaches in the third round.
No.
I need players to play for me. 216-474-0092. Is there like a Dylan Gabriel defender out there that can stick up for him?
Phone lines are open.
Go right on ahead, I beg you. That's a training camp report, by the way.
Training camp coverage powered by Genesee Brewing Company and Window Nation.
Wait for a training camp report to go on. What exactly do you do here, Dylan?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.